If we find Isaiah's account of God's message, thirsty, come. No money? Come, eat and drink. So amazing. Then what about Paul's message? What will separate us from the love of Christ? Nothing, absolutely nothing, can separate us from the love of Christ. We might suffer anguish or distress or the loss of a loved one or sickness or the loss of employment or any number of hardships, but we can never be separated from the love of Christ, even though we might not feel that love or at times might even doubt it. Neither death nor life, nor present things, nor future things, nor any other creature is able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. We are indeed blessed, and if by chance we are in a doubting frame of mind, we have proof of this God-given richness. Just look at our gospel reading from Matthew, where Jesus just heard of his cousin John's death and needs time to be alone and to grieve. He knows that John's death is a foretaste of what is in store for him. But what happens? The people heard where Jesus was going across the lake, and they followed him. When Jesus sees a vast crowd waiting for him, he doesn't get back into the boat and take off again. His heart was moved with compassion for them. He cures their sick, giving of himself to them in love. And when his disciples come to him at the end of the day and tell him to send the people away to buy themselves something to eat, Jesus feeds a vast crowd with bread and fish. God in Christ looks on all of us, sees our deepest needs, and God responds with compassion. When we look closer at our gospel reading, seeing Jesus with 5 loaves and 2 fish, feeding that vast crowd, we know that the source of that feeding is God through his Son, Jesus Christ. But the resources, the loaves and the fish, are from others. This is important for us to remember. Now it is the end of the day, and the people are hungry, and so are the disciples. They come and tell Jesus to send the people away to get food. Jesus' response is important. They don't have to go away. You feed them yourselves. You feed them. That is a challenge, not a rebuke. You feed them, and that is our challenge too. There is need out there, but be it a need for food or clothing, a need for shelter, rent money, medical needs, you name it. But it is a need for more than that. It is a need for love. There are so many people around us starving for love. It might be as simple as the love of eye contact and a smile, picking up something dropped, offering a cup of coffee in a waiting room, an appreciative comment of gratitude. We are not only challenged by Jesus today to contribute to the material well-being of others in our world, near and far, but we are also challenged to give generously of our love, the love that we have received from the Lord. Yes, we are so blessed through God's love, and the more we give, the more we receive. Indeed, the more blessed we will all be. May God's blessings be with you this afternoon and throughout the coming week.